following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. Do you have the legal protection you need? Think about it. Maybe you'd like to incorporate a business you're starting. You know you have to protect your personal assets, but should you form an LLC? Maybe an S-Corp or a C-Corp would be better. And what about your family? You got to protect their future, but do you know if a will or a living trust is right for you? Well, maybe you just need an attorney to guide you along. So where do you turn for legal protection and to find an attorney you can trust? LegalZoom.com, that's where. With an A rating from the Better Business Bureau, LegalZoom has been helping families and businesses get personalized and affordable legal protection for the past 12 years. In most states, through their legal plan, an attorney can answer questions about your documents. Go to LegalZoom.com today to make sure your family and businesses are legally protected. Couldn't be any easier. LegalZoom's not a law firm. You get self-help services at your specific direction or speak with a legal plan attorney to personalize your documents and get ongoing advice. For more savings, enter Colin in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom.com.
It's a special two-hour Doug and Daddy show live from Indianapolis for the Big Ten Championship game. Doug and Mike took the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth east to bring you extra Husker coverage as the Big Red takes on the Wisconsin Badgers for the Big Ten title and a return trip to Pasadena for the Rose Bowl. So let's go live right now to Indianapolis for the Doug and Daddy show.
Good morning, everyone, from Indianapolis, site of the 2012 Big Ten Championship. The Doug and Daddy Show live with you here the next 2 days as the excitement just starts to get underway. Doug Duda, along with Mike Will, and there is so much to talk about today. We will talk mostly football, but we also know you've got UNK, Hastings College, and Husker volleyball. You've got the start of the high school winter sports season already. Some surprises last night. We've got basketball for you tonight on Classic Hits 98.9. The Tri-City Storm are going to be going for their sixth consecutive win. You've got championship football games. You had Monday or Thursday night football last night. Drew Brees, what happened? And Atlanta wins that football game. So we've got a lot going on here for the Doug and Daddy show, and we're glad to have you along with us. Mike Babcock from Hale Varsity is going to join us. Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com. Rick Pizzo is going to be joining us from the Big Ten Network. Also, we're going to be talking with Ed Soares. He is the president of the RFA. RFA 5 is tonight in Kearney, so we're going to be covering that as well. He's scheduled to join us at the bottom of the hour. We're here for 2 hours both days, 11 to 1 today, and then 12 noon until 2 tomorrow. We're starting at noon so that at 2 o'clock here on ESPN, we can take you right into Alabama, Georgia, and the SEC Championship game. And then at 2 o'clock tomorrow as well, the Husker Sports Network begins their pregame live from Lucas Oil Stadium on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, as fans really starting to roll in. A lot of the media kind of got in last night, Mike, and now it's just get ready for football. And it's still really kind of a long ways away. I mean, we don't see this kickoff until 7:15 tomorrow night.
Yeah, we saw a few fans milling around to Indianapolis last night when we were out on the town. But I think a majority of them are going to roll in today, and we've already got some people we know that's heading this way. So I think the onslaught of people, the onslaught of Husker fans will be here today. Ironically, we were talking about this on the trip out here. Nebraska didn't sell all their tickets to the Big Ten championship ball game. They had to turn some of those back. So I don't know if this is going to be one of the record crowds that you would see at past postseason-type bowl games, but we'll find out what happened.
Yeah, and by out on the town, you meant going to have something to eat and getting to bed early.
Oh, yeah, we were.
And preparing for the show today.
One thing I wanted to talk about is who was our travel coordinator? The trip to Chicago was fine, and we had to switch planes in Chicago. And Doug and I went out to this small plane. I didn't know if you had to go out and actually get the propeller going yourself or what. We had tickets in row 19. I thought, okay, we're at the front of the plane. We get into the plane. First of all, I conked my head getting into this small little plane. It was a pedal jumper, gang. We got in this plane. Okay, we're in row 19. So Doug and I start heading down to row 19. We get clear to the back of the plane, row 18. There was no row 19. So I talked to the people that were in row 18. I says,
where is row 19? They pointed to the bathroom. I said, are you kidding me? We got to sit in the bathroom all the way to Indianapolis in this thing? And they gave us, for some reason.
Thanks for letting me sit on your lap.
Yeah, for some reason, they gave us row 13. I don't know. I couldn't believe that. So,
it's fun times.
Whoever our travel coordinator was, I couldn't believe it. That was the most eventful thing that happened on the trip out here. But we're glad to be here. This is going to be a fun time.
Yeah, we've also got Pigskin Pick'em, the final one of the regular season. Your last chance to take some Cunningham's coin off of us. Also to get registered for the 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and the Super Bowl party from Cunningham's, which will also be available up until the week before the Super Bowl is when the drawing is. And you can find out more information at ESPNSuperstation.com. We will be a little bit all over the board today, but mostly with Big Ten football. And a lot of the folks, and we talked about this, I want to get back to your comment about the ticket sales. Last year, this was not a sellout, and folks were saying you could walk up and buy $10 tickets before a kickoff between Wisconsin and Michigan State last year. A couple of reasons for that. One, Indianapolis isn't a college town. It's a Colts town. It's a Pacers town. It's a Indy 500 town, which still respects, and it's a good place to have the football game. But you're not going to get as many casual fans as you would even if you say that it was played at Northwestern Stadium and or pick a better example, Penn State Stadium, and they weren't playing in it. But nonetheless, a lot and when I was talking on the show yesterday as we were departing here for Indianapolis, I got a couple texts, and I agree with that I think a lot of Nebraska fans are hoping that they get the win and they can take the time off to go to the Rose Bowl, because the Rose Bowl will be a totally different situation. There will be it'll be more expensive. You'll need to take more time. Now, for some folks, obviously, over that Christmas break, it falls in there just right, but it also falls on a Tuesday, so most people have to go to work after that and get right back. But a lot of people, I think, a lot of Husker fans are holding out hope that they can go to Pasadena to the Rose Bowl, especially those that didn't go out to the UCLA game.
Well, yeah, look, Pasadena or Indianapolis in November, December. So I think you're right. A lot of people are hoping that the Rose Bowl bid is going to be there for the Huskers. And if they take care of business, that's going to be a reality.
And also, folks, want to let you know that if you are still traveling to the Kearney Airport or the regional airport in Grand Island, or if you're flying out of Lincoln or Omaha coming out today, tickets are going to be available. You're going to find tickets. The band is coming out, the Husker band. There's going to be Paul and Joyce downtown, friends of the program. There's going to be all kinds of fun once again here in Indy.
We understand the band is on its way. They're going to stay here. We're at the Marriott Courtyard broadcasting from their lobby today. They have absolutely taken care of us here. And the band is going to be here later on today. And Paul and Joyce, like you said, yeah, we're going to look for those folks downtown later on.
Yeah, we want to thank Michael here. We want to thank Nikki here at the Courtyard Marriott for their accommodations. Folks, we can get into this at another day, but just 30 seconds to tell you that when we take the show on the road, wherever it's at, following the Huskers or following the Lopers or Broncos, whatever the case may be, sometimes it's just it's crazy. It's like we're Van Halen and we have all these requests and they stick it to you. Not here. They're taking care of us at the Courtyard Marriott, and we thank them for that.
One thing I want to bring up here early is you have a nose for food, my man. We got here last night. We check in, everything was fine and dandy. We go up in our room, throw our bags on the bed, and Doug says, "Let's go eat." I said, "What do you mean, let's go eat?" Doug says, I got this place that we got to go eat. So we went downtown, St. Elmo's. By the way, if you're coming to Indianapolis for the weekend, St. Elmo's downtown is the place to go.
Oldest steakhouse in town.
Yeah. It's one of the world's best steakhouses, is what they tell us. It was the old-time steakhouse, the longest-running steakhouse, I guess, here in Indianapolis. I couldn't imagine a body like you could eat so much food, my man. Would you have lobster?
No, don't say anything, because the boss will be passing out right now and he'll be telling us to come home. So, yeah, you gotta, if you're going to do something like this, you got to hit one of those spots. So let's get it out of the way early. Again, folks, a lot going on, and that includes UNK, Nebraska, and Hastings College Volleyball. Let's start from Division I and work our way down. The Huskers, an easy straight winner yesterday over Maryland Eastern Shore. And in a surprise, they will now be taking on Northern Iowa. Northern Iowa crushed Kansas State. Nebraska hoping to get Kansas State, hoping to crush them to finish out the Coliseum. And the final match in the Coliseum is going to be Nebraska, Northern Iowa. Which, congratulations to them, but, yeah, you know.
Of course, Kansas State's a team that beat Nebraska last year and sent the Huskers packing. But Now it's the Huskers and Northern Iowa for the right to move on. I think the next round is going to be in Omaha. So,
yeah, if the winner of that heads on to Omaha next weekend, and then Louisville hosting the Final Four. So best of luck there. For UNK, they had maybe a lot easier time yesterday than folks would have thought as they advance on with a straight set win over Washburn, and they will play this evening at 5 o'clock, and you can go to lopers.com for all kinds of information on how to follow them and how to get ready and move on to hopefully the finals tomorrow night. Wayne State was knocked out by the five-time defending national champions in straight sets as well. So Southwestern Minnesota State, which is co-number two with the Lopers, are playing in the national. So the two number two teams in the country are playing in the second round of the NCAA tournament. I can't get over that enough. And for Hastings College, I thought UNK was in a bad spot. Hastings College kind of created their own bad spot, being upset in the first round of pool play on Tuesday, having a 13-10 lead in the fifth and let that get away. But last night, not only did they have to play a regular five sets, they invented – Mike, tell me. I don't even get it.
We got time to get into this now or what? Last night, Bellevue had to beat Bellevue beat Mid-America Nazarene in their pool. So that means all Hastings had to do was go out and beat Emory Riddle of Florida last night. They lost. They lost in three games, 25-18, 25-16, 25-23. So that created a three-way tie for second place in the pool with Hastings, Bellevue, and Emory Riddle. They had this tiebreaker little playoff system. Hastings had to go in. They beat Bellevue in one game. They played the 25. Hastings beat Bellevue 27-25. They come back about a half an hour later. We're talking 11 o'clock at night last night. They had to play another playoff game. This time they beat Emory Riddle, that team that beat him earlier in the night. They beat him 26-24 in an absolutely amazing comeback.
And they scored the last seven points. They were down 24-19, fought off five match points, and won it, which gets them into this morning. They're playing right now. They started at 10 a.m. up at Sioux City, and they just got rolled in the first set by Lee University out of Tennessee. But
they lost 25-15 in that first game. They came back to win the second ball game, 25-23, and now the third game has just gone final. Hastings winning 25-17, so the Broncos are up 2-1. Now, as a consolation prize, Doug, don't remember all the stuff that they played last night. They played at 10 o'clock this morning. If they win this first game today, guess what?
They play again.
They get to play again. Guess who?
The number one team in the country.
Unbelievable.
So that's the way it's working, and best of luck. Hopefully Hastings College, that's currently airing on 1230 KHAS. But we hope you'll stay with us here on ESPN 1460 and 1550 in Kearney and Hastings and throughout Nebraska, live from the Courtyard Marriott in Indianapolis for Big Ten Championship action. And again, all the action live tomorrow on the Breeze 94.5 FM, kicking off at 7:15. A couple of other notes before we delve big time into what's going on here in Indianapolis. The UNK football team has lost Ricky Trinidad. He is going to return home to Florida due to a personal health issue. Trinidad earned honorable mention all-conference honors this past season, had a team-high 1,037 yards, which averaged out to about 129 games because of all the things went on here over the last year with all the injuries on this football team. He had six touchdowns as a true freshman in 2011. He had to be pulled out of his red shirt because of injuries. Can't say exactly what's going on, but Coach Darryl Moore said, quote, "We look forward to a time when Ricky may be well enough to return to our Loper football family." So the other veteran running backs on UNK's current roster, junior Shad Bride and Stephen Rush, and sophomore Cody Anthony. So Ricky Trinidad has to leave the UNK football team for personal health issues. So hopefully whatever is going on with Mr. Trinidad ends up working out.
All right, so a little football talk there for you as we get ready to go with Husker football against Wisconsin this weekend.
And that's not all. I commented to you yesterday, Mike. I said, all of a sudden we're getting all these press releases. Why did the Nebraska Athletic Department, in an hour's worth of time yesterday, release that Nebraska and Oklahoma have finally signed the contract to play in 2021 and 2022, the 50th anniversary of the game of the century? Then, like an hour later, it becomes official that the Southern Miss game next year, which first had been rumored, was supposed to be played at Hattiesburg. It's a two-for-one deal. They came to Lincoln twice. Nebraska went to Southern Miss once. And then they said, maybe we'll move this to New Orleans in the Superdome. Oh, maybe we'll move this to Arrowhead in Kansas City. Now all of a sudden the game's going to be in Lincoln and there's 8 home games. I looked at you and I went, is something going on with the football team that they're trying to get our attention away from watching what went on at the walkthrough and getting out here? Because we're going to have a month of nothing to really talk about but the bowl game. And Mike Babcock from Hail Varsity joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we're live from Indianapolis. Michael, why so much news yesterday? And good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, no problem. Yeah, you know, I had the same question that you did. I thought the timing on that was really interesting that they would announce both those things. And you know, the Southern Mississippi thing is really surprising to me. I almost expected to read in that release that was going to be a home game for Southern Mississippi. You know, obviously it's worth more to them to be paid to come up here than it is to put it in any of those other venues. So I thought that was interesting. But no, I don't know if it's to distract attention from what's going on in Indianapolis. But I was really surprised that we would get both those pieces of information when we did.
So in essence, they're giving away a home game, and they're coming up here to Nebraska to play. What do we got to pay Southern Miss to come up here? Weren't they the highest paid like preseason type team that we paid last year?
You know, I don't know, but it strikes me that it was $600,000 or you know, a little over $500,000. Does that sound right?
Yeah, because I think Arkansas State got the million, but I think you're right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yes, guys, I got to think they're getting $1 million for this, don't you?
Well, yeah, and you know, that's the thing. I searched through the release to see what the conditions were, but yeah, I would guess that Nebraska basically bought that game to bring it here. And from Southern Miss standpoint, you know, that's a good deal because they were winless this year. Coach got fired. And I don't know that they would have drawn very well in New Orleans. Wouldn't have drawn well in Hattiesburg. Probably decided that wouldn't have drawn, they wouldn't have made as much money playing it at Arrowhead. So, you know, the bottom line is if Nebraska, it's like you say, if Nebraska gives them $1 million or whatever, you're basically selling that game, and you're making a little money on the deal.
Mike Babcock of Hail Varsity joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Mike Will with you live from Indianapolis. Mike, what is this saying about the state of college football? Maryland flat out said they're joining the Big Ten for the money. They flat out said that. Southern Miss, I have never even heard of this before, of a team not only giving up a home game, but going to the other team's home stadium, not a neutral site. What have we got going on here?
Well, you know, it is all about the money, but it's a very expensive process, obviously. And I think that you know, that's why we're seeing conference expansion. It's, you know, I don't know that if you're the Big Ten, you necessarily want Maryland and Rutgers for any other reason than to put TV sets into your TV package with the network with the Big Ten network contract coming up in 2014. So you're trying to position yourself to get in that on the East Coast, New York City, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Baltimore. You want to get those TV sets. It's a very expensive proposition to run a successful college athletic program. And obviously football drives the economy with most schools. So I guess you do what you have to do. I mean, if you don't, you're going to be left behind.
That's the Southern Mississippi story. What about the Huskers and the Sooners deal? Doug and I were talking in their airplane out here. The starting quarterback for the Nebraska football team in the year 2021 is like a fourth grader right now. You got any prospects for that?
Well, you know, this is kind of a tribute to the past because remember back in the day, schedules were set up 10 years in advance. I mean, you'd know 10 years from now who you're going to play in your non-conference schedule. They set those things up. So from that standpoint, I guess it's an acknowledgement of the past. But, yeah, that's whoever's going to be playing quarterback. Hey, the way things are going, you never know. Nebraska and Oklahoma might be in the same conference by then. It might be some 20-team super conference that includes Nebraska. And maybe the Big Ten will continue to expand and put those programs back together. You don't know what's going to happen in that time frame. I mean, that's pretty far off, and with the playoffs coming and all the things that the changes we're seeing in conference realignment and so forth, who knows what's going to be the situation when we get to that point.
Do you see that, like a super conference developing? I've told a lot of people, eventually I see like a three or four super conferences, and that is it in college football. Do you see it that way?
Well, you know, that's kind of the way I look at it. I jokingly told someone the other day that really what the Big Ten needs to do, and this would probably be a model for everybody else, but the Big Ten actually needs to add six more teams and put a 20-team conference, have two divisions, have the Big Ten East and the Big Ten West, and then you play those the winners of those two divisions play for the conference championship. You'd be back to your number 10 because you'd have 10 in each division, East and West. With the playoff system that's coming, maybe that's the way that things will go, that you'll have super conferences. You'll play within your conference for a conference championship, and then those teams will feed into the playoff system.
Mike Babcock with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Uda and Mike Will live from Indianapolis. Big Ten championship game tomorrow. Mike, of course, with Hale Varsity. And I was going to make a joke that Mike, probably one of the few guys that covered the first game of the century and the Nebraska-Oklahoma game in 2021. But Michael, grand stage here. I know you were looking 9-10 years down the road. This still will have implications, won't it? This is a cool thing.
What's that? Playing that Oklahoma?
Getting Oklahoma back on the schedule.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. No, I think that's a great move. I think that was a big piece of news, really, to know that Nebraska and Oklahoma would settle in and play a couple of times in the future. Again, it's far enough off, and changes are happening so dramatically that the parameters of that that series may change dramatically over time. But I think as you look at it on the surface, that's at least from a Nebraska point of view, that's a pretty significant thing. I think Oklahoma, again, as we always talked, Oklahoma Texas has always been the Oklahoma rivalry, but Nebraska fans, we've got some great recollections of Nebraska, Oklahoma, and hey, I grew up in Nebraska, and I have, I think first game I ever covered in Norman, Oklahoma was one of the more memorable games I ever covered as a newspaper reporter, just because I grew up with that Nebraska, Oklahoma series, and that kind of defines college football for me.
Mike Babcock, not only with Hale Varsity, but Husker football historian, here with us on the Doug and Daddy Show for another minute. As we turn the calendar tomorrow to December 1st, it'll be the final month for Tom Osborne. I was looking for your thoughts. This was one thing that he wanted to get done. A lot of tributes going on. I'm sure he's making the rounds of, Big Red Wrap-Up, and he's been on a variety of different shows and been special guests. Your thoughts as T.O. rides off into the sunset?
Well, it's kind of a melancholy thing for me because, Tom Osborne sort of represents Nebraska football for me during my working life. He was the coach a good share of that time, and I just have a tremendous amount of respect for Coach Osborne, and so, this is about him stepping aside, it's not about me, but it has been kind of a melancholy thing for me, and emotional to see, to go through all these things that he's going to be stepping aside, because again, I equate Tom Osborne with Nebraska football, and I think that's a legitimate equation, because I think a lot of people do. I think a lot of people, the respect for Tom Osborne, the fact that he's kind of the definitive coach, I think, for Nebraska. He represents the personal characteristics that we all would like to think that are reflective of us. Not necessarily that they are, but that's, we like to see ourselves kind of in that way, with that self-discipline and the blue-collar, hardworking, very principled person. And so it's kind of a difficult thing, to watch kind of the last ride through the all these things.
Mike and Mike here with me, and our producer Jeff has just forwarded me John Natawa's updated article here, that Southern Miss will get a reported $2.125 million to make the trip up. Now, again, that's a staggering number, but it makes them money, and it makes Nebraska a lot of money. And I'm just thinking, I wonder how many years T.O. had to work to get $2.12 million.
Yeah, that shows you where we were. We were going to give them $1 million to come up here, and it's going to be over twice that much. But obviously, that makes economic sense there. Basically, you're buying a non-conference game, which eight non-conference games, the money that's generated on a football weekend is going to be worth it for Nebraska. But wow, that's a significant number to pay somebody to come here and play.
Yeah, the Huskers are going to have eight home games next year out of the 12-game schedule. So if you're a Husker fan, granted, some of those non-conference games are not going to be very good, but we're going to have eight home games next week.
That makes everybody in Lincoln happy, all the businesses, all the restaurants, the bars, the motels. That's what it comes down to. And, heck, if you're going to have another home game, it just will be in September and not in November. Well, finally, Mike, we got to get your thoughts on Nebraska-Wisconsin tomorrow. We've been talking about it. The big if for me is the turnovers. They're talking about it nationally on ESPN television. That's the big if. This turnovers could swing this game 21 points, in my opinion. Your thoughts on the game tomorrow night?
Yeah, I agree. I think turnovers is a big thing, and I think that a little bit of a concern because of Nebraska's depth in the defensive line with Baker Steinkuhler gone. The size of Wisconsin's offensive line, you know, average 6'5", 325, 326 from tackle to tackle. Against a depleted defensive line, you got Cameron Merritt has moved inside there. He's kind of a small defensive tackle going against that big line. I think Wisconsin will try to run the ball downhill, control the ball, and so possessions could be more limited than you would like. And if that's the case, you can't be turning the ball over. So Nebraska needs to play turnover free, I think, and be ready for a scrap against that big offensive line. The good thing is it's indoors, so Taylor Martinez doesn't have to deal with the conditions that he did in Iowa City, and that's a positive for Nebraska. It's going to be a fast track.
Last thought, I've talked about this. This goes back to Coach Callahan, and it's happened to Bo as well. You think that the season has pretty much wrapped up, and this is all peaches and cream, what happens from here on out, the championship game and the bowl game. But not only has Nebraska been losing these conference championship games, it turns them into losing bowl games, and all of a sudden you go from 10-2 to 10-4 with a bunch of questions going into next year. And it would seem from the Nebraska fans' perspective that if you win, you go to the Rose Bowl, you play Stanford, outstanding football team. Win or lose, you're not going to freak out. But if you lose, you're going to get one of these. You could be playing Alabama in a lesser bowl game down in Florida, and that would not be looking good for the Big Red. So very important, I think, from that standpoint, to win tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it is, and I think it's human nature. You look at it, you know, what have you done for me lately? What's the most recent thing? I think it's been a great ride from a Nebraska fan standpoint. It's been a great ride because of those comeback victories, the way this team has buckled down and showed that mental toughness. But, yeah, I'm sure the perception will be if you don't beat Wisconsin a second time, well, you beat them once, and now you're going to Florida for a bowl instead of the Rose Bowl. So expectations are pretty high. But I think it's been a great season. I think it's a good, you know, Nebraska has been a good run to get this far. You just hope that they can close the deal.
Well, Michael, we'll let you get back to work with Hail Varsity. Folks, if they want to keep up or subscribe to Hail Varsity, tell them how they can do that.
Well, you can go online. HailVarsity.com is probably the easiest way, and we've got a good Christmas deal going here where you can get one and get another for half price or get as many extra for half price. So people are responding pretty well to that. HailVarsity.com is probably the way to go.
All right, Michael, enjoy the football game. Thanks for the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, thank you. Enjoy the game.
We will. Mike Babcock, Hail Varsity, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Mike Will, live from the Courtyard Marriott here in Indianapolis, where we will be for the next 2 days as we just continue to see slowly they start to roll in. And this afternoon, I'm guessing about the time and we return from the press conference this afternoon, it'll be hopping. And folks, a reminder, we will be airing the Bo Pelini and Brett Bielema press conferences from Lucas Oil Stadium this afternoon here on ESPN Radio. That's at 2:30 Central Time. We will be bringing that to you.
Yeah, well, we get our first look at Lucas Oil Stadium a bit later on. In fact, after the show today, we'll head on over there and get things set up. Just going back to what Mike was talking about, the offensive line for Wisconsin is huge, gang. 317, 318, 338, 313 pounds, 342 pounds across the front going against the Husker defense. We shut them down pretty well the first time around, but with the Baker Steinkuhler out of there for the Huskers, Nebraska's going to have to step up defensively, and that's one of those concern-type things for us.
Yeah, we'll have to see, and we'll also see how some of those will anybody be playing with a chip on their shoulder that maybe didn't get all Big Ten consideration? You never know. There's a lot of things. I just think the focus, though, of this team is to win the conference championship, and a huge burden will be lifted off their shoulders. All of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, home of the Whopper, Carney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Get your Whopper today and try some sweet potato fries, the perfect salty, sweet, savory addition to any sandwich. And if you're not in the mood for a burger today, how about a chicken sandwich or wrap? They've got it all for you at BK, two locations in Kearney, also Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. We've got a lot more Big Ten football talk to come here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Adam Rittenberg, Big Ten blogger from ESPN.com. Rick Pizzo from the Big Ten Network will be joining us, and we've got more guests as well. Plus, we're going to preview RFA 5 with Ed Soraz, the president of the RFA, and also manages a guy you might have heard of, RFA fans, and Anderson Silva. All that and a whole lot more coming your way after this from Indianapolis on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing?
Okay. Today I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling we or anything, because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Dear Honda, I wanted to say thanks for getting Dad a deal on the Pilot during the Happy Honda Day sales event. This wise investment bodes well for increased fishing trips, and the rearview camera means my new bike will be safe from future driveway complications. Sincerely, Max.
More happiness and standard features with every Honda during the Happy Honda Day sales event. Get a great deal on the 2013 Pilot with standard features like a rearview camera. Well-qualified buyers can even get 0.9% APR financing. Visit your Honda dealer.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is online all the time with not only our local live Doug and Daddy Show and local games, but now the national ESPN shows like Mike and Mike, The Herd, and more. Just click on the Listen Live link at ESPNSuperstation.com. Take us along on your mobile phone as well. Just download the TuneIn Radio app and make us a favorite. Oh, yeah. We're on your radio, too. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Sunny skies for the forecast area for your Friday. We'll have winds turning to the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour, and a high of 60. Tonight's skies becoming partly cloudy and a low of 30. I'm Andy Thaluber. Right now, 37.
Doug and Daddy Show live from Indianapolis, where the Big Ten championship game between Nebraska and Wisconsin kicks off tomorrow night at 7:15. We're here until 1 o'clock today, noon until 2 tomorrow, and all kinds of football coverage Saturday as well. We've got a lot more to talk about here, but don't forget you can always vote on our poll question. The ESPN Superstation poll question is at ESPNSuperstation.com, where you can vote on the poll question. You can like us on Facebook. You can sign up for the Hy-Vee Rewards Fan Club. It's all free. You can listen to podcasts of the show. You can find our high school and collegiate Hastings College broadcasts on the podcast. It's all there. But the poll question yesterday, which BCS championship game would you rather see? Notre Dame, Georgia, Notre Dame, Alabama. I'm picking Alabama. I mean, and for a different reason than I think a lot of people would. I think I understand 53% of the folks took Georgia in our poll, 47 took Alabama, and I could get that. You want to see somebody new. But I think for Notre Dame, as weird as this would be, for Notre Dame to be credible,
as a national champion, they would have to beat Alabama. It would give them so much more credibility to beat the defending national champion, who's number one all season. And that's the reason they are in this champ. That's why they're the one loss team that's in this championship game, because they won it last year. You can't tell me any different. That's why they're in this game, because of the preseason poll. So I pick Alabama, Mike.
I would go with Alabama, too. That's going to be the best possible matchup out of the two, don't you think?
I
think so.
Again, they say Georgia will be favored by 3 to 4 points, Alabama by at least a touchdown. We'll find out. You'll be able to hear the SEC championship tomorrow here on ESPN Radio. Of course, there was a little brouhaha last night with Rajon Rondo in the NBA here in the last 48 hours. And then last night, the San Antonio Spurs pulled out something that no one's ever seen. They held out their four best players against one of the league's obvious, the defending world champion, Miami Heat. So do you agree with David Stern punishing the Spurs for what they did last night? Yes or no? And you know that I don't see that as a simple yes or no, Mike, because I think it depends what the penalty is. You could be severe and go over the top. They have to be held accountable. They knew what they were doing. They know they're going to be punished. But let's not be going overboard by suspending Popovich or doing something crazy like that. They've got money. Suspend them the money. Give it to the charity. Let's move on.
That's the NBA. That's the NBA. That's kind of like a little soap opera. And didn't they rest like four of their players or five of their players on a road trip? Did I see that on ESPN this morning?
That's the whole situation. Yeah. You know what? They can fight among themselves. Let's talk about real fighting, as RFA 5 is tonight at the Vieira Events Center in Kearney. The amateur bouts get underway at 6:30, then live on Axis TV at 9 o'clock. The professional card gets underway with the first title fight in Kearney. Jared Downing out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, against Jordan Rinaldi, who is undefeated out of Charlotte, North Carolina, for the RFA featherweight title fight. And we are pleased to welcome the president of the RFA, Ed Soraz, joining me, Doug Duda, and Mike Will, here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Kearney. And Ed, as we said earlier, apologize that we can't see you in person, but it is a pleasure to have you on the program. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks for having me, man. It's a pleasure to be here.
Of course, the first thing when they said, they didn't say Ed Soraz was the RFA president. They said he's Anderson Silva's manager. You have been involved basically from the start of however you want to say UFC, mixed martial arts, cage fighting. You have been right there from the very beginning, and obviously the sport has come so far.
Yeah, definitely. The way the sport has grown since Zuffa took over the UFC back in 2001 is incredible. I mean, you know, it's the fastest growing sport in the world, and to me, I've been to various, I live in Los Angeles, and I go to all types of sporting events, and to me, going to a mixed martial art event to me is still one of the best live sporting events anybody could ever attend. I mean, the energy inside the building, to be able to go there, if you enjoy watching it on TV, you'll absolutely love watching it live.
We can just tell as the RFA actually started, of course, here in Kearney. Four of the events here. The last event was in Las Vegas. That's really when you got started there. Tell me what the Las Vegas event was like and what that can mean now with the TV deal for the future of RFA.
Well, I mean, with the RFA, I mean, we know our position in the market. What we're really looking at being is we want to become like the minor leagues of the UFC. Unfortunately, unlike other sports like baseball or football, where football you got college football and baseball you got the minor leagues, and unlike that, MMA is not like that. It's a little bit different. So I think it's very, very important to even though the sport is growing as fast as it's growing, more and more fighters are becoming, relevant, and there's more and more new talents coming out. Unfortunately, there's less and less opportunity because, the promotion game is not an easy game. And, there's a lot of variables to make a promotion go. So the downside to it is that even though there's more and more talents coming up every day, there's less and less opportunity. So here at the RFA, what we're trying to do is provide opportunity for the new upcoming talent and also kind of serve a little bit as a minor league. So, a guy has a couple bad fights in the big show in the UFC, and he just kind of has to get his stuff back together. He comes down, takes a couple fights in the RFA, and hopefully gets all his things figured out, and hopefully we try to help him get back up into the big leagues again.
Ed Soraz, president of the RFA, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We hear so much about the difference from, as you mentioned, all these other sports. What's the difference from going from the minors to the majors or from college to pro? And the word I always hear is speed of the game. What is the difference between these guys? Like, let's take this featherweight title fight. The winner here has to be thinking it's time to take that next step. What's the biggest difference in the next step in the MMA game?
Well, I think it's just a level of opponents. I mean, just the, I mean, you're fighting a different level, guys. I mean, I think that it's very important for these guys to. It's not only you could be a tough guy in the gym, but you know, once you got the lights on and once you're on national television, that's one of the great things. It's almost like a testing ground for these guys when they're fighting in the RFA, because you know we have a television deal. Our show is televised live nationwide, which is a great thing for everyone involved. It's a great thing for our organization. It's a great thing for all the fighters involved, and it's a great thing for. It's a great thing for all the cities that we go to. I mean, I don't know how many events are televised live from Kearney, Nebraska, but hey, you know, here's an event that's televised live, and you know, it's going to get good ratings, and we've got great fights, and you know, and it's nice to be able to come to a town and have so much support from a local town. You know, we've got six fighters on the card from Kearney. We've got. Marty Usman, who you know was a wrestler here at UNK, and it's you know it's exciting, you know, for all the locals to come out here and support some local fighters and you know see what MMA is all about.
You got an amateur card as well with a couple of Hastings fighters as well, Ryan McDonald and also David Allen. Talk about those guys.
Yeah, I mean, both of those guys, you know, they're starting off their careers amateurs, and that's one of the things that's nice about the amateur program is in, you know, in the pro, when you step up and become pro, you know, whether, you know, you have a tough fight or a close fight or not, you know, your record really means a lot. You know, as a coming from a promoter, it's really nice for these guys to kind of get all their kinks out in the amateur because, you know, you could be a super tough fighter, but if you don't pick the right fights, and not necessarily pick the right fights, but if you step up and fight a higher level of competition before you're ready to do that, what it does is it affects your record, and your professional record stays with you for the rest of your life. So when you start getting up into the big shows, and you know you may be a super tough fighter, but me as a promoter, if I've got a guy who's 6-4 and a super tough fighter, or I got a guy who's 8-0, 9-0, and maybe he hasn't fought in as many tough guys. You know, it's a much easier sell to sell the 8-0, 9-0 guy than the 6-4 guy, even though maybe the 6-4 guy's a lot tougher. So the amateur fighters, it's a really good way for these guys to kind of work out the kinks. And when they step into the pro, you know, arena, they have the experience and they know what it's like. So these amateurs here are able to, you know, step in there, fight in front of a crowd of 2,000-3,000 people and be able to see what it feels like, because it's one thing to go and train in a gym, but when the lights are on, the cameras are on, and you're walking out and you've got 2,000 to 3,000 screaming fans, it changes the feeling a little bit.
Yeah, your amateur card is basically a lot of Kearney, a lot of Hastings folks. We mentioned the two Hastings fighters. There's one in there from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and one from Kansas City. So if you're looking for a local flavor, the amateur card is what you're going after.
Well, yeah, and Hastings has a very good program. We saw that from the very – I think I was unable to watch RFA 1. It was RFA 2, but still both times a lot of flavor there. This is the first time for Ed Soraz, the president of the RFA, who's joining us here, to come into Kearney. What are you looking for, Ed, from – what you came to see already and then in the fights tonight? What are you looking for from coming into Kearney?
Well, I mean, you know, Kearney is a great market. You know, the thing that what I realized the difference, like, you know, we're just coming off of a show in Vegas. You know, I think it's real refreshing to come to a place like Kearney, because you know when you're trying to do a show in Las Vegas, you know, there's a million things to do in Las Vegas. It's a much harder sell. It really feels
there is. Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
But it feels really good to kind of come into a town and get the support from the local from the local town, knowing that, you know, it's one of the big things to do for the weekend here. You know, I know that they've got the Huskers game tomorrow, but I mean, Friday night in Kearney, Nebraska, it's a nationally televised MMA event. So, you know, it feels nice to be to feel a little bit as one of the bigger things going on in the area, instead of just going into a place like Las Vegas and just being one of the other 1,500 shows that are going on, you know what I mean? So I definitely like going into these smaller markets and going into these markets where you feel a lot more of the local support. And I think it's important because, you know, a lot of the people around this area don't get to experience a live MMA event, at least not a live MMA event of this caliber. So it's nice to be able to give back to some of these smaller communities that don't have as much stuff going on as some other cities.
When you were out in Las Vegas, how do those folks kind of react to the situation there with your program coming in there?
Oh, well, you know, they love it. I mean, you know, Las Vegas is the fight capital of the world. So, I mean, you know, as a matter of fact, that weekend we had two events. You know, we had our event on Friday night, and there was another event that was on Saturday night. So, you know, I think, you know, Las Vegas embraces the fight world for sure.
Ed, Doug and I have both been to Las Vegas a lot of times. We have trouble finding things to do in Vegas. could you help us out a little bit?
Oh, man. There's nothing you can't do in Las Vegas.
I got lost 2 weeks ago trying to find O'Shea's. There was just a big old hole in the ground there. But yeah. Ed Soraz with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You touched on how important the TV deal was earlier in the interview. What's the next step for RFA? For the Kearney folks, they think this is a Kearney deal. It's not a Kearney deal. What's the next step for RFA?
Well, you know, let me tell you something. We started off in Kearney, and I think Kearney is always going to have we're going to have some sort of a connection to Kearney, especially with the people involved with it, with Kirk Brooks being involved and, you know, him being a big part of the Storm and being a big part of the community. I think we're always going to be coming back to Kearney. And I think the television did the next step is just to keep building the show. I mean, we've got some great plans over the next 12 months and what we're planning to do. And, you know, we're planning to do probably about 8 to 10 shows in 2013. And, you know, we're probably looking at coming to some other markets also. We're going to probably come to Kearney at least twice in 2013, maybe try to go to Lincoln and, you know, just try to check out some other markets in the area, because I feel that this is just a huge market. There's a lot of great talents that come out of here because they have such a strong wrestling base in the Midwest here, that there's a lot of mixed martial art fighters that come out of here that need the opportunity to show their skills.
We got to have an Anderson Silva story. What's going on there, and what's it been like working with that man?
Well, you know, Anderson, it's been great. I mean, you know, I work with Anderson. I work with a lot of great fighters. I work with, you know, Lyoto Machida, Antonio Rodrigo Nogueira, the Nogueira brothers. We work with Rafael Feijão. I've been pretty blessed as a manager to have the success that we've had. But, you know, Anderson Silva is a great guy. I mean, he's the greatest mixed martial art fighter of all time. He's, you know, the Michael Jordan of MMA, the Tiger Woods, however you want to compare it, he's the man. And, you know, he's been a pleasure to work with. It's been an exciting ride to know where we started and to see where we're at now, and to see him, you know, having a Nike deal now, when I could remember it was like pulling teeth to try to get $1,000 out of someone in the beginning of his career, to now it's like, you know, everybody wants a piece of him, to, you know, he's doing Burger King commercials, he's doing Renault car commercials, he's doing all kinds of stuff. So it's really nice, and it's very gratifying to be involved with a guy and to be involved with such a good person and help assist him with all these dreams and goals that he's been able to attain.
Well, tonight, folks, it all gets underway at the Vieira Event Center at 6:30. It's also available on Access Television, with millions of homes being able to watch that tonight. So get out and support this great event on this Friday night, and then that gets you settled in for a day of football tomorrow. And, Ed, it's a pleasure having you on the show. Hopefully we can do it again. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you. And anytime, just let me know. And, you know, thanks for the support.
All right, take care. Have a great fight card tonight, all right?
Thank you.
Ed Soraz, president of the RFA, as RFA 5 is tonight at the Vieira Events Center. Really cool, always having some of the folks with the RFA as they have come to town. from promoters to fighters to managers. Now you've got the president. Heck, we are just pleased to have that. And folks, check it out tonight, Vero Event Center box office. You can still get your tickets today. Check out their Facebook page. They've got some deals for you there as well. I want to thank Todd and Greg and the gang out there, and Kirk Brooks, as always, for helping us out with these events. Also, keeping it up to date with what's going on live, Mike, the Hastings College volleyball team trying to make it to the national quarterfinals.
They just picked up a win over Lee of Tennessee. This is a matchup of the number 8 and number 9 ranked teams in the NAIA Division II volleyball poll. Hastings going to a fifth set now with Lee of Tennessee. They won game number 4, 25-20. They won game number 3, 25-17.
It's over. Hastings wins 3-1.
It's, yeah, okay. I thought they were going to a fifth set.
Well, they've been doing it so often that you just have to assume that. Heck, fifth set, sixth set, seventh sets last night. They played all that extra volleyball. But, yeah, now they move on to face the number 1 team in the country later today.
It was at 12:30 today.
And that's going to be on 12:30 KHS. Yes. Good Lord. I mean, they were playing after midnight last night, play at 10 o'clock this morning. Now, I don't understand it. They got all night to play, and then they play 2 tomorrow if they can continue to win. Folks, before RFA or before whatever it is you want to do sports-wise or just need a break from the office today, it is lunchtime in Grand Island and Kearney at the Chicken Coop. They're open 7 days a week because you're hungry and thirsty 7 days a week. They're going to take care of you. They've got lunch specials Monday through Friday, the home-style lunch special every Friday. You can stop by and get the prime rib sandwich with choice of a side item for only $5.99, pork tenderloin sandwiches on Saturday, and how about a great Sunday meal, chicken fried steak with homemade mashed potatoes and corn for just $7.29. But again, today for lunch, prime rib sandwich with a choice of side item is $5.99. Chicken Coop, there's not a bad seat in the house to watch your favorite sports, play a little Keno, hang out with your family, friends, coworkers, and don't forget they also have the party room available if you're looking to get your group together for a Christmas party. Contact the folks at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Doug Duda, Mike Will, live from Indianapolis in Big Ten football championship tomorrow.
Let me make a slight correction. Hastings will play at 5:45 this afternoon, so they get a little bit of a break here. They got some more first round games in their new single elimination tournament they got. So Hastings will get a little break. They'll take on Concordia of California at 5:45 this afternoon up in Sioux City after where they dropped the first game to Lee of Tennessee, 25-15. Then they won 3 straight games, 25-23, 25-17, and 25-20. The miracle at Tyson continues.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back at the Courtyard Marriott in Indianapolis for more of the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Don't miss the incredible deals going on this weekend at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find prices slashed on batteries, wiper blades, appearance products, motor oil, fuel injector cleaner, tools, and much more. These sale prices are only good this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Stock up and save big during the 3-day sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, Todd.
Oh, hey, Samantha.
Do you want to be my boyfriend?
Oh, sure. Wow, I'd love to.
Great. Now give me your Subway steak melt.
My melt?
Yeah, I'm your girlfriend now.
I don't think this is working out.
Get your own Subway steak melt, like the tender, juicy steak and bacon melt, or the succulent, smoky chipotle steak and cheese. Get yours today. Subway. Eat fresh.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies for the forecast area for your Friday. We'll have winds turning to the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour, and a high of 60. Tonight's sky is becoming partly cloudy and a low of 30. I'm Andy Thaluber. Right now, 37.
The Doug and Daddy Show rolls on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Doug Duda, Mike Will, live from the Courtyard Marriott here in Indianapolis for the next hour or so, a special extended time when we're on the road, and back tomorrow from 12 to 2, leading you right up to the SEC Championship game here on ESPN, and then Husker Sports Network coverage of the Big Ten Championship on the Breeze 94.5.
Again, we got the press conference coming up this afternoon. Both the Bo Pelini and the Wisconsin folks are going to be on hand this afternoon, so you'll hear that as well here on ESPN Radio. You and I will sneak over to Lucas Oil after this one today and get set up over there.
Yeah, they've got everything here is really compact within about a 6-square block area, and then the arena football stadium is right on the outskirts of that. It's been really put together well if you've never been to Indianapolis.
Indianapolis has a lot of skywalks and catwalks and things like that. In fact, they told us here at the Courtyard Marriott that we don't even have to go outdoors.
You liked that.
There's actually a skywalk right over to Lucas Oil Stadium. We can walk indoors all the way over there and then right into the stadium. Heck, we might not be outside all day tomorrow.
We'll see how it plays out. High school basketball, and by the way, Kearney High wrestling invite is tomorrow, and all the wrestling has gotten underway. There's some invitationals. Ravenna's got theirs going on today, and many, many more. So best of luck to the wrestlers. We will also be bringing you high school hoops on Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney Catholic will be hosting Lincoln Lutheran tonight at 6 and 7:45. Lutheran swept Grand Island Central Catholic's boys and girls last night. This started out as the Hastings College Tournament. Now it's called the Grand Island Central Catholic Early Season Tournament. And Wood River defeated Centurum on the boys' side, so they will be taking on Sandy Creek. And then on the girls' side, Centura taking on Wood River on the girls' side. And that also continues on to play Sandy Creek. And Wood River won that game, so Wood River boys and girls will be advancing on. The other teams will meet in the backside of the loser's bracket. So we will also have the Kearney Catholic games tomorrow for you. If there are championship games, they're at 2:30 and 4:15. The Stars are state rated. They are expected to win tonight, but Lincoln Lutheran's a very good basketball team, and we will have that for you tomorrow. Tonight's games from Kearney Catholic, tomorrow's games at GICC.
Amazing that the basketball season is already underway. Just a couple of weeks ago, we had the state football finals, and it doesn't take long. In fact, some of those teams have played in the state finals. They had like 3 or 4 days of basketball practice, and bam, we've got a game. So good luck to some of those area teams. We got a good crop of teams in the area that are state ranked, and it could be an exciting basketball season.
We talked about that change and that turn of seeing some of those teams finally mature, grow up, see the freshmen turn into juniors and seniors. Sutton and Donovan Trumbull are right there in the rankings. Ravenna lost 7 starters last year, so they're at the bottom of the rankings. We'll see what happens with them. A game that kind of caught my eye last night, Southern Valley beat Minden on the boys' side, and we talked about on the show, it's not that long ago where Southern Valley didn't even score a point against St. Cecilia in the first half or something crazy like that. They scored like 8 points. So Southern Valley now state rated. They beat Minden. Minden girls won last night. They're number one. St. Cecilia and SCOTUS playing last night. Giltner boys and girls got off to wins last night as well.
Like I said, a lot of good area basketball coming up, and it all culminates with a state tournament. Before we know it, Doug, it'll be March, and we'll be down at the state tournament already.
And this year, February, amazing. Yeah, St. Cecilia February. Girls, by the way, did win last night, and SCOTUS won the boys' game 66-40, but we know the Hawks are kind of banged up.
Well, there's
and young.
Still from the football season. They had a couple of guys that did not play that final game against Sutton in the football finals, and they're still on the mend. That's kind of been the case for Hastings St. Cecilia the past couple of years, that the high school football playoffs are just so grueling, and the schedule is so condensed A lot of players get beat up, and they nurse those injuries until maybe after Christmas time in December and on into January before they really get the basketball feet under them, so to speak. So it'll be a while, and I think he sees St. Cecilia, one of those teams that is in that category.
Adam Rittenberg of ESPN.com, our Pigskin Pick'em finale, among the things that are coming up here in the very near future, just a few minutes away. We'll take another break. Doug and Daddy Show live from Indianapolis. Send us your email. Send us your Facebook. You can always give us a call. Of course, the email address, Doug and Daddy, you spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Back with more Big Ten Championship talk from Indianapolis after this.
Fall is here, and for guys, that means one thing, football. Each week, nearly 12 million men settle into their favorite recliner to cheer on their favorite team. For men over 30, the inactivity creates lost muscle tone, reduced sex drive, and excess belly fat. This year, don't get sacked by the football season. Change your game plan with the help of Complete Nutrition's strongest, most potent youth energy and weight loss enhancer, the Charger Pack. With its new testosterone-infused formula, the Charger Pack delivers men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Regain your muscle, recharge your libido, and sack stubborn belly fat with the Charger Pack, available exclusively from Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value, and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. I want to tell you about some exciting menu changes starting this month, from gourmet burgers and 8 flavors of real New York-style buffalo wings to prime Nebraska beef and barbecue brisket smoked in-house. I also want to remind you we have the perfect spot for private dining. So whether it's Tommy's birthday party, Sally's going away party, your company Christmas party, or you just want to bring the gang from work down for a drink.
Come on in, let the games begin.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.